So we're now just going to spend a few moments thinking about what are angels? And what words come to your mind when you hear the word angel?
Holy.
In a moment, I'm going to give you brilliant. You were quick off the mark there, weren't you? I'm going to give you just a moment to think about it, and then we're going to just play a carol that will be on the screen. And I invite you to come and there's some pens here, and just write a word or more than one word on the outline of the angel. And then we'll just share a few of those ideas afterwards. I'm just going to share some of the words that are on here. So we've got holy, blessing, warrior, messenger, guardian, God's servant, transcendental, immortal, words we hear telling of God's love. And we're now just going to have a little bit of a quiz. So I'm afraid there are no prizes, but... So if you put your thumbs up if you think the answer's yes, thumbs down if you think it's no, and just sort of like that if you think it's a maybe or a bit of both or you're not sure. Okay. So the first, I'm just going to say like a statement, okay, and you have to decide whether you agree with that. So God created angels. I can see a lot of thumbs up. So, yes, the Old Testament indicates that God created angels around the same time as the physical universe. And it's that's for in Job chapter 38. The second statement, angels are God's messengers. Again, lots of yeses. So the Hebrew word malak and the Greek word angelos both mean messenger. The third one, all angels are good. Ah, more of a mixture this time. More of a mixture. Okay. I would say no, not all angels are good. There are references to demons and fallen angels, including Satan and or the devil. And the fourth one, angels have wings. Okay. I think we've got some of this going on. I think I put maybe. So often we see very sort of traditional versions of angels, don't we, that seem to always have wings. Definitely in our nativities, the bigger the wings, the better. But often the Bible doesn't give any description regarding the physical appearance of angels. And most descriptions just mention white robes or a bright light. But other heavenly beings, such as seraphim, are described as having wings. Certainly Isaiah, that's what Isaiah saw in chapter 6. Verses 1 to 8. So just to summarize, angels are spiritual, heavenly beings created by God. They worship God in heaven and are used as God's messengers to fulfill God's will. There are good angels and bad angels, and they may or may not have wings, but often appear in white or accompanied by a bright light. So the next thing we're going to think about is what part do angels play in the Christmas story? They certainly seem to crop up quite a lot. Can anybody remember any of the parts of the story?
The angel Gabriel.
The angel Gabriel, yes. Came to Mary. Thank you.
Yeah,
they came to the shepherds in the fields.
They just visited Joseph.
Yeah, they visited Joseph. Thank you. So, well done. You've just got the three parts that we're now going to hear. So our first reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Our next reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25.
This is how the birth of the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
And finally, our third reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 15.
"And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. "This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
Thank you. So even in biblical times, appearances by angels were rare and for very important reasons. The Christmas story, as told in the Gospels of Luke and Matthew, is full of angels. All the key characters have some kind of encounter. Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, even the Magi are warned not to go back to Herod in a dream. This, to me, indicates just what a monumental event this was to be. The Son of God coming to earth as a human. Each encounter is different, but each one was certainly a complete surprise. And each time, the angel used the same phrase, "Do not be afraid." The shepherds were terrified. Mary was troubled by the angel's words. Joseph was worried about taking Mary as his wife. What is clear is that the angels did their job. They brought God's message to Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds in such a way that they all did what the angel had instructed them to do. The angels also demonstrated how joyful they were that Jesus was to be born. We're now going to watch a video that suggests how the heavenly conversation could have gone between God and the angels.
Have you ever wondered what we might say if we could pull back the curtain of time to that very first Christmas? If we could, I imagine the story began in heaven something like this. God was looking over heaven's balcony one day, shaking his head at all the wrong things people were doing down on earth.
Oh man, this isn't quite what I had in mind when I created Earth. I feel so far away from my kids down there.
Why?
It's just hard to be friends with people when you don't like what they're doing. I think it's time.
Time for what, Lord?
Time for us to step in.
Shall we raise an army, Lord? Can't you see the lesson?
No, I don't think we should see an army. Maybe it's just one person.
What person?
Brilliant! They won't be expecting that!
Lord, we're sending just one person. Let's be someone very powerful and very strong. But there's tons of people down there.
No, they don't have to be strong. They'll be going as a newborn baby.
A newborn baby?
Brilliant! They won't be expecting that!
Lord, this plan is rather risky. A newborn human baby is small and weak. This baby must be born to people who will protect him. Maybe a great ruler or mighty king?
Actually, I was thinking I could send him to a young peasant girl whose heart is beautiful and full of courage.
A peasant girl?
Brilliant! They won't be expecting that!
My lord, I see you're planning to take Earth by surprise. No one will be expecting a newborn baby born to a humble villager. But what good can a baby do?
This will not just be any baby. I'm sending in the Prince of Heaven in disguise.
The Prince of Heaven?
Lord, this is too risky. Sending the prince in disguise as a tiny baby, born not to kings, but to humble villagers. Surely our prince cannot be born in a cottage. He must be born in a palace.
You're right. He shouldn't be born in a cottage.
Phew.
He'll be born in a stable.
A stable? Surrounded by animals?
Those who are looking will find him, and his mission will bring all people closer to me, even if they do something really wrong. When the prince is done, nothing will get between them and my love.
Can we leave some clues for the people looking? Like in the stars?
Clues in the stars? Sure, why not? We can make one huge one that points to him.
Can we sing for him?
Yes, can we sing?
Sing to welcome him!
Please say we can sing.
God looked at the hopeful faces, and his heart was touched by the love for the fence.
All right, you can sing.
Yay!
But not in front of the whole world. That would just be weird. And no kings or rulers.
How about we sing for some shepherds?
That's a lovely job.
Those blokes could do us some cheering up.
Brilliant. They won't be expecting that.
You know the rest of the story. An angel visited a humble girl with a courageous heart and told her the good news. She will have a baby, and he will be the Prince of Heaven, who would help Earth to be close to God again. As planned, the baby was born in a stable, about as far from a palace as you can get. A group of wise men noticed some strange clues in the stars. They packed their belongings and followed the star right to a baby. And of course, a bunch of lonely shepherds were guarding their sheep when all of a sudden the sky was lit up by a thousand of angels singing. Nobody would ever expect that.
I think they summed things up quite well there, didn't they?